Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 23rd of December. Starting off with All Active Asset Capital, where there's been a decent follow-through from last Friday's push through 10 pence. We've got that line of resistance at the top of the August trend channel currently pointing at a target towards 16 pence, which hopefully would be hit by Christmas. Not long to go now, obviously. End of day close above 16 pence, though, could give us the best case scenario target over the next month or so, up to that red June resistance line projection at 25 pence. And that ties in with one of the sort of unwritten rules of charting progression or technical analysis, that you have sort of sequences of 10, 15, 25, 40, etc. So 15 to 25 looks as though it could be on the cards there. This stage only really back below Friday's high, which was around the 11.5 pence level on an end of day close basis, really delaying the upside scenario. Onto a stock which I covered a bit late and saw that some people got out. But anyway, we've got bear trap gap reversal here on Active Energy. So a massive reversal signal there. Very impressive with that gap through the 50-day moving average and then closing well above that August resistance line and the 200-day line yesterday. In fact, we only just missed my pie-in-the-sky resistance line target, which is the top of the broadening triangle there at 105. I think the high today was 103, so not too bad, slightly out. Hopefully that'll be hit over the next few days. Next target, obviously, here to try and break the July resistance and then head higher. After that, obviously, one would be looking for a target towards the, so I suppose, the 1.8 to 2 pence area, which is that resistance line there from the end of February, so 1.8 above 1.1. But obviously, probably needs a bit of consolidation now. This stage only really back below yesterday's high at 0.73, really delaying the upside scenario for Active Energy. Another stock which has been flying of late is Argo Blockchain. Very impressive and very pleased to see it do so well after such a long time. Situation here is that we, I suppose, in the recent past, we gapped up through resistance, which is always a very buoyant thing to do, very bullish thing to do. 12.5 pence, the old peak there in November. And since then, really, we've had that consolidation there towards 15.5 pence. So the view now is that while we're above 15.5 on an end of day close basis, looking for 20 pence at the top of the July trend channel. If you're a fan of the shares and looking for where it might head up next, we're looking for as high as 35 pence, which is that July resistance line projection. So let's see if that pans out as soon as the end of next month. But looking very bullish for some of these situations, unusually so. In terms of the charting, stock which is in recovery mode is a similar at the moment. Here we've had after like three or four months of consolidation, we had that gap to start the week just through the 25 pence level, which was very encouraging. We did hold the gap and we've actually managed to break the initial November resistance there at 26.95, so above 27 pence on an end of day close basis, looking for a relatively swift move up to that September resistance line projection at 38 pence. Obviously, if you're cautious, you'd wait for an end of day close through 30 pence, which is currently a bit of a psychological block on progress. Good to see the next stock returning to form, Braveheart. We can see that shares had that dividend payout pullback or gap down rather. Current developments are positive in the sense that we had a higher low after that low at 12 pence, so that was a much higher low there at 16. Bull flag breakout today and also through the 200-day moving average at 24.5. So if we get an end of day close above the 200-day line, looking for initially up towards the resistance on the way down, which was up there at 36 pence at the bottom of that gap at the beginning of the month, and then up to a best case scenario target up to 50 pence, which is the top of the falling trend channel from October. Upside argument in place very much while we hold above yesterday's low at 19 pence. So looking quite strong there at Braveheart. Next situation is Dev Clever, which has finally broken out after an extended consolidation, I suppose, between 6 and 10 pence for quite a few months, most of the year, in fact. Here we've broken that grey resistance line there from August at 9 pence, and while we're above that, looking for minimum upside here to 13 pence, which is the top of the March trend channel, and then over the next month or so towards that February resistance line projection at 21 pence, so hopefully by the end of January. Upside argument, as I said, valid while we hold above 9 pence and that August resistance line. On to an old favourite from the resources area, Macango. Here we've got things, it looks like it's on the move with the sharp bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average at 10 pence. The view at this stage is while we're above the 20-day moving average at 12 pence, looking for quite significant further gains, probably towards the top of the September price channel that I'm drawing at the moment, heading as high as 23 pence by the, I suppose, going into February now, actually, given the way things are. And the upside, as I said, valid, 23 valid while we hold above 12 pence. If you're cautious, obviously, wait for an end-of-day close through 15 pence before chasing that 23 pence plus target. Stock which created a bit of a flurry yesterday with traders coming up with one and one adding up to three is Nakama. Here we've got a situation where we had the spike, very thin market. The ideal scenario, I suppose, is that the support found at the old December 2019 resistance area around 1.2 pence. While we're above 1.2 pence, we can say that the upside is still valid and could still allow the shares to head towards August resistance at 2.5 pence. But obviously, that's only while we hold above 1.2 pence, below 1.2. And you risk going back to 0.8, the resistance prior to the breakout. Enjoyable to see a speeding ticket RNS from Powerhouse Energy today. That took the shares down to 5.2 pence momentarily, but we stayed above previous 4.6 pence zone resistance. Always a very bullish sign when old resistance is below new support, and that's what we've got here. I think I said yesterday that while we're above 6 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we could head higher here, and we have. Best case scenario target here for Powerhouse up to that March resistance line projection at 13, up even up to 14 pence as soon as the end of next month or going into the first part of February. So above 16, up to a possible 14 for Powerhouse as there's a scramble for renewable and green stocks all over the stock market. Particular favourite of mine is Panthera, which is the next stock. It's behaved itself really well. The slight hiccup was that pullback from 30 pence back to around 16, 17. But we bounced very quickly after that. In fact, all that was really finding new support at old resistance, the October resistance zone in the high teens. And that's where we bounced for December. Current situation quite simple. While we're above 30 pence, the initial December resistance, on an end-of-day close basis, then we're looking as high as 60 pence, which is that September resistance line projection. We've already hit the previous rather ambitious-looking target at 35 pence at the top of the October channel. So the charting working very well indeed, courtesy of Panthera itself, of course. Next up, a stock which I don't think has appeared here before and may never appear here again, but we've got SureServe here, and the reason for the inclusion really is that after, 3 months of trying, the shares managed to break through the 55 pence resistance, giving us a rather simple equation that while we're above 55 pence, we could head to the top of the rising trend channel from the end of 2018, currently implying a target as high as 100 pence over the next 2 to 3 months, maybe by the beginning of March. But basically, the stop loss there, the old resistance becomes the stop loss, and end of day close back below 55 would delay the upside scenario. Otherwise, you're looking for upside of nearly 40 pence, risking 5 pence. Just a couple of shares to go, and two quite sparky ones. First is Tiziana. In the wake of the upgrade or the initiation of buy at an American broker with an $8 target, which I think is roughly the equivalent of £3 here, but I'm sure other people can do the math. Here we've got a setup which is actually very simple, very similar to the setup we had at Synergen the other week. There, a break of 95 pence was promising to give 107, and then up to the 200-day moving average, and then up towards 150, and we got that. In this stage, this case rather, we've hit the 200-day line today at 109. End of day close above 109 could take the shares back up towards the resistance line there from August, currently pointing as high as £1.70. So let's see how that pans out. Possibility of some resistance being found there in the 130 area, but this is a falling trend channel, and hopefully clearing the 200-day line could get Tiziana back on form, or the kind of form it was at earlier in the year. Last stock is Wishbone Gold, which rather quietly and silently is progressing again. We had the old peak in November at 14.4 pence, so a weekly close today above that would be a very decent indicator that we are indeed heading on to the top of that September trend channel at 21 pence, and hopefully that could be seen well before the end of next month. The only proviso is that we stay above 12 pence in the meantime, but ideally we just break higher from 14.4 and don't look back. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.